Everyone wants others to be there for them. Nobody wants to be alone. But here's the problem. If you view the world through the lens of expressive individualism, then what you want is to decide what you need and to call other people to account to be that for you. That makes you the employer. Right? Nobody wants to be alone. Everybody wants to be a part of a community. Everybody knows hope is tied to that, but what most people do is say, I see what I need. Why aren't other people doing that for me? And here's what Paul says. Just flip it. Just say, what can I do for other people? How can I serve? I want to hope in the gospel. There are other people that need me. Let me step into their lives. Let me love them. Let me strengthen them. Let me be a part of their lives. How do I do that? I just do stuff for them. I pray for them. I serve them. I'm thankful that I get to be a part of their life. In some way, not as I define it, but just simply that I get the privilege to do something that's bigger than me. I will be there for others. I will sacrifice. I will be a part of the community, and therefore I will hope. You see, that's what holds all this together. Your starting point is not you. Your starting point is God, the gospel, and the Word. So think about it like this. Okay, I've got this moment. Let me think about my past and the story that I've been placed into as an adopted child of God. Let me think about my future. Let me think about the fact I only have this in Christ and I want to reflect Him in the world. Then let me think about being in Christ means I'm also a part of the church. And that church is placed in the world to make much of God, His gospel, and the Word. So how can I serve God, live out the gospel that I learn about in the Word among the people of faith in the church and the community that we're in? How can I apply myself to that? How can I apply myself to God and His gospel in the world in a way that serves the church and the community? And if you live like that, you'll spend a lot of time rejoicing and a lot of time praying. And you'll spend most of your time thankful. And if you don't, if you embrace the way the culture sees the world now, you won't rejoice, you'll be discontent. You won't pray, you'll look within. And you won't be thankful because you'll think that you're entitled.